You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody.
Good start.
Perfect. 10 out of 10.
I'm Jackson. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey. Oh, my God.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Cass.
And we're fine.
Everything's okay. Today's topic is sitting on flag poles like people did in the 1920s.
Sitting on flag? What?
Yeah, what? I was just... the reason I chose this topic, as I choose so many topics, is because it's immediately relevant to me.
Oh, good.
All I know about sitting on flagpoles is flagpole sitter, and I...
And we only just found out that song's on Spotify.
I was going with the Chiodos version only.
I never even knew that that song was called Flagpole Sitter. So that was news to me when you brought that up before we started recording.
Dude, last year I had like a period where all I wanted to do was listen to that song.
Yeah, fair. You know, it's a banger.
It's a banger. And I had to listen to it on YouTube.
Oh, that's grim. An everyday Adam Carnivale.
Yeah, like an Adam Carnivale. I had disgusting. To listen to my music through YouTube.
Well, that's changed for me because I Flagpole Sitter, the song by Harvey Danger, is spelt S-I-T-T-A.
Yeah, Flagpole Sitter.
And so I always assumed that a sitter was like not a person, but maybe a like a poem or a kind of song like a flagpole overture, like
a flagpole haiku.
Haiku. So okay. They're like, this song is a flagpole sitter, and I was like,
wow.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's still, what's flagpole sitter like about? Like, I know the music to it, or like kind of the lyrics, but I want to know. I'm gonna look them up and see if they've got anything to do
I think
with.
It's about him. I've always interpreted it as him being like, I'm not sure how I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah.
I reckon it's like him taking a good old assessment of his life, which would make sense if he's like sitting on a flagpole and overviewing. But
true.
Let's have a look at Genius, formerly Rap Genius.
Yeah. Because I literally, before recording this podcast, was reading about how in the 1920s, there was a man named Shipwreck Kelly. And he was named.
Oh, good! I love that.
Yeah. And he was named Shipwreck Kelly.
I'm a big fan of Megan Fox and Shipwreck Kelly.
He was named Shipwreck Kelly because he was a sailor who turned to boxing, and he called himself Sailor Kelly. But he lost so many bouts that they called him Shipwreck, and so he started calling himself Shipwreck Kelly. And that, what's happening to Cass's face?
She's just thinking that through.
I started reading the explanations as to what Flagpole Sitter is about. Please continue.
Anyway, so he then, kind of for no reason, he climbed to the top of a flagpole. He had like a little seat that he had, like a little metal seat that he attached to the top of the flagpole. And he just sat there for like days on end. I think the longest time he was up there was 43 days. And
what?
I don't know.
Did they
people...
send him food?
Well,
fit
apparently,
the flagpole?
This is all he ate while he was up there. Okay, and this is because people are like, "How did he shit?" And we don't really know, right? We don't know how he shat and pissed.
It just falls off. It falls off.
He was on a street
on himself, on himself
for 43 days. Look, you're probably right because all he ate while he was up there was milk, broth, and coffee. So
that's just piss.
The worst piss and diarrhea imaginable while you're at and he smoked like cigarettes all day.
I mean, the dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Puffin darts at the top of a flagpole, pure heaven. And he got, I don't know how he made money. People, I think, gave him 25 cents occasionally to be like, we like that you're up there, man. Because people love. Yeah,
I guess
loved...
it's like those people who paint themselves silver and pretend to be a robot in the city. Like, and they just stand still.
Well,
you're like, well, it's not a skill.
Do you know what? If you go into the Wikipedia page for pole sitting, the see also section includes tree sitting, panty raids, and planking.
Why is panty raids included in there?
A fun little hobby. What? It's not hurting anyone.
It's just a jape. It's just a goof. Robbing people of their underwear.
As someone who has been victim to
you
an
have,
underwear
that's
thief.
True.
Don't do it.
Don't steal underwear.
Don't steal underwear.
What the hell?
It's creepy, and I have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I'm trying to learn, like, how or why he was sitting up there on the flagpole, but it's
sometimes
really hard.
Sometimes people just do what they gotta do, you know?
Yeah. Oh, look, I think that the reason panty raid is included in here, I'm looking at the also things.
Yeah.
Goldfish swallowing was also apparently popular in American colleges, uh-huh. like panty raids, and uh-huh. phone booth stuffing. So getting many people into a phone booth as you can. So I think flagpole sitting appears to have had its own fad moment.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently as well, I think the first time he did it was to celebrate National Donut Dunking Day. Oh, no, that was his last major appearance. Oh, okay.
Good.
Great. Good.
Don't want to always associate Dunkin' Donuts with flagpole sitting.
Okay.
Anyway, I just think it's a crazy thing that happened in history and that was a massive fad.
Ones like that. There was like the carrying flour across country and stuff. Like, people were fucking bored before the internet.
Worse with the internet. Planking came up because you could take photos of it.
Yeah, that's true. And people died.
Yeah.
People died.
I wonder if more people died planking than they did flagpole sitting. Because it feels like flagpole sitting is more likely to kill you because you're up so high. But maybe, I don't know, because there were a lot of planking deaths.
Yeah, like a flagpole is inherently one size.
Yeah, that's true.
Where people were trying to like push planking to the extreme.
Yeah, good point.
Very funny thing that you've said, Zoe. You were completely accurate, but it's very funny to have lived it now to hear that as a historical context.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pushed planking.
They did. They pushed it to its very limits. What were some of the more extreme kinds of planking? Can we remember?
There were people who were planking in really dangerous spots, and that's what tended to kill them.
Yeah, true.
That people would be like, I'm going to go plank across these train tracks, which with the electric fucking thing in the middle, or I'm gonna plank across this fucking barbed wire and like shit like that, like dumb is what
planking stuff. Where you're like, you're probably not gonna survive, you know, you're playing a dangerous game. I'm trying to find the amount of planking deaths, but I just can't. I know there were some, but crazy. Did you guys plank when planking was a thing?
Oh no.
There's no planking photos of you guys out there
laying
secretly.
Laying down is an enjoyment for me, not a skill.
Did you know planking was coined by Sam Wecker, Darcy McCann, and Kim Berry of Adelaide, South Australia?
What?
Planking was a term myself and two other mates came up with in the summer of 2008.
What?
All right. Sick.
But prior to that, in 1984, there was something called face dancing, which is initiated by
Scott. It's like face yoga, but a little bit more high beat.
Apparently it says the two high school age boys were walking in a park when they came upon a baseball game. They decided to lie face down in the right field to see if anyone would react.
Oh, I thought you said face dancing, and I was like...
Did you not say face dancing?
I don't think so. It's face dancing. They called it face dancing.
Oh, but I was imagining you're moving your face to the beat.
Yeah, if somebody laid face down in a park and was like,
oh, they're dancing.
I wouldn't say face dancing.
Look at them dance, mother. Look at them dance.
Let's try and make a new fad now. Let's kick it off. In 10 years, we'll be on the Wikipedia page. What are we going to do?
What's our new fad? Like the idea of that whenever you get spooked, you freeze up and fall down like one of those goats.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, yeah,
that's
good. That's a two-person setup, though.
No, because you just do it like in life.
I don't know if that's a fad, though.
It's like dabbing, you know? It's like when it hits right, when the moment's right, you just and fall over.
Go.
I was going to say, where's your homework? You're like, and just fall over.
I could legitimately see that becoming like a TikTok trend. Like that legitimately has the vibes of like, you know, those obviously really fake TikToks where it's like somebody.
Is this porn? Like, is this someone's porn?
Gives
is someone getting
vibes.
Off to this? Absolutely. Yeah. Like the one I keep seeing where it's a guy goes up to a girl and he's got something in his hand and then he reveals that it's a condom and she's like, oh, and then she runs away with him. I've seen so many of that version for some reason.
Who's that for?
I don't know.
It's someone's porn.
But you can so imagine, like, it's two people and they're, you know, like that way TikTok's successful yeah. TikTok people dress for some yep. reason, where it's like shockingly skinny jeans. It's like that weird, it's like hot people chic, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And then somebody comes around a corner and somebody spooks him and then they go stiff and there's like probably a musical sting to accompany it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe like a video effect where like it goes black and white or something yes. when you do the freeze yeah. frame.
I feel like I sucked the joy out of what was such a good idea on your part, Zoe.
Hey, I'm just the ideas man. You yeah. you give me a concept, I'll give you an idea.
Yeah, Zoe's the ideas man. It's when you...
I don't know what was happening. You were running out of breath, blacking out as you were saying it. You give me a concept, I'll give you an idea.
You know when, like... Your mouth is the train, and yeah. you're just sitting there putting planks of wood in front of it.
Yeah.
Just putting the rail, and it was just...
It was good to watch, frankly. It was
you're
entertaining.
Welcome. You're
entertaining
welcome.
To say. What about you, Cass? What's going to be your viral, your brand new fad, viral fad?
Dog sliding. Yeah. You take a hot dog, you fit it into any hole you can slide a hot dog in. So you find
that's
like a
great.
Stop sign where the cap's off. You like mm-hmm. dog slide. You slide Woo! A hot. You film yourself sliding a hot dog down there.
That rules. I want to go dog sliding right now.
Yeah,
going it along. Like a, see a yeah. little grate with a little hole in it. See if you can slide a dog through it.
Yes. And you know what I like about this? It has heaps of potential to be taken too far.
Whereas oh, yeah.
I don't think Zoe's like goat scaring thing did necessarily. It could, but I think dog sliding has big vibes of like the news articles where they're like too many hot dogs have clogged up a city drain or whatever. Because people
thanks
have been
to new viral TikTok yeah. trend, dog sliding.
Oh, it would go awful. Because imagine, because I think one of the easiest ones is like dog sliding a street sign. Because there's sure. there's the skill of getting up there.
Yeah,
and then it's smooth sailing from there. Mm-hmm. Which means towns are just going to start smelling like rotting meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
That's the easy one. I think the skillful dog slides are going to come from like walking along and finding a hole that you think that is where the skill comes in, because you can't put it in a slot.
No,
it has
no,
to
no,
be
no.
a hole that you slide the dog into.
Yeah. Tell you a place I reckon we're going to get real bad dog sliding incidents.
Yeah,
mailboxes. Ooh. You're going to go to your mailbox. Somebody's going to have slid a hot dog into your mailbox, and I think another place
in the newspaper hole.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The newspaper. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the letter slot, the newspaper hole. Like whole wad of hot dogs in there. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I imagine dog sliding, part of it is that you slide the dog in and then you can't see the dog anymore. Like the dog
okay.
disappears.
The dog's gone.
So, yeah. Mm. So it'll be like, oh, you found like a hole from a small mammal in the ground. You dog slide till you can't see the hot dog anymore. That's a successful dog slide. And that's why like street signs and stuff is good. Because
you slide it
in and it disappears.
I'm having visuals of like a Logan Paul-esque mm-hmm. TikToker going to like water slides and just like dog sliding, and you're like, you're doing it wrong.
That's not Absolutely. What dog sliding is.
Like they see it go away, because I think dog sliding would be good because it has cheekiness. It's
yes.
got, you see it disappear, so you're like, oh my God, that's bad. Like that has consequences, and you just see them vanish. But then also, it would have to have that thing. I think the reason why it takes off is it gets popular because it's satisfying to see something going into a hole it just fits in.
Like 100%.
It would have to, if water slide, Logan Paul's going to like hit all the right notes of like disappears, like item in cylinder, but everyone's going to be like, you did it wrong because it wasn't, you just threw a hot dog down a water slide.
Yeah, exactly.
And
there's
no funny.
Slide.
Yeah, there is fun. It is funny to imagine the hot dog coming out the end.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. And that's why he's going to get viral from it, and dog slide purists are going to be really mad at him.
Yeah.
I think they're going to call that the death of dog sliding. I think they are.
Like most trends, Logan Paul has killed it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or dog sliding's killed when, like ScoMo or... ScoMo?
Yeah, ScoMo!
Maybe ScoMo. Yeah. When Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, he dog slides to try to win some publicity or whatever. And we're like,
vote.
Wow. If he's dog sliding, he's wrecked it, really, hasn't he? Yeah. I really definitely heaps want to go dog sliding now.
Definitely
I think that
want
sounds
to
like,
heaps?
Yeah,
that's the most you can want
Zoe,
to. Definitely.
I definitely want to heaps. I think it would be fun. Let's do it.
Well, what's
Who
your
hurt?
Fad then?
Yeah.
I keep thinking
we've come up with two fantastic ones.
Flawless.
Absolutely. I would never deny such a thing. I think, what about the crab bucket challenge? Like the ice bucket challenge, but the bucket tipped on your head is full of crabs. And I reckon the reason that this will die is people will be like, that's cruel to crabs, and it'll create a lot of online discourse.
You know,
that
you
will
can't
be fair
put
enough.
Crabs in a bucket.
They Why can't you put crabs other. In a bucket?
They fight each other. That's the whole... That's why you have
the
saying...
That seems like a great reason to put crabs in a bucket, Zoe.
That's why you have the saying crab bucket.
What?
I've
Can
never
you
heard
use
that
in a sentence?
Yeah. It would. You would use it in relation to... So the idea is that when you put crabs in a bucket, if any of the crabs try to escape, if one of the crabs tries to escape, the other crabs will pull it back down.
Oh!
And so it's like this idea that when... like groups of people don't want someone to succeed. I think we call it like along the lines of tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah, okay.
In Australia, but it's a very American to be like, oh, it's a crab bucket.
That rolls.
Yeah, it's a crab bucket
what
situation.
What an awesome visual. Yeah.
I will say my knowledge of crab bucket is that I knew people who when they were younger and it was 20, 30 years ago, would go crabbing in an area that had no electricity. And so for entertainment, they would watch crab TV and they'd just put all the crabs in a bucket in the middle of where they were drinking and watch crab TV.
Hell yeah. That's
great.
That's nature, baby.
Crabs will be fine.
I will say at my house currently, we have rat TV because we've got a little fence outside my bedroom window and we watch the rats scurry. And it's great to watch rat TV. I think there's been a plot development because sometimes a rat's a possum, and that's fun. The possum tries to get into my room, which is...
Yeah, that's less fun. That's scary.
It's scary because the first time it happened, I was like, Jesus, I'm glad my window's shut, so I haven't really opened it again. And now it's very much like, hey, if you want to open the window, you need to make sure it is not only too small for the possum, but also too small for the rats. But there were two rats, and I swear they were in love, and now I can only ever see one rat, and I don't know if it's because like maybe one...
What?
Maybe they had kids.
Maybe there was a rat divorce.
Yeah.
Maybe they're raising kids and one of them has to, you know, go out and...
What made you think they were in love? If you could just elucidate us to...
They scurried together.
Okay. Ah, good, yes. Okay. That's love.
That's love. No, that's
fair. You know
when
you're in love and you scurry together with your with your beloved?
Absolutely, with your paramour. Do I ever? That's great. No, there is like a simple pleasure in just watching animals do stuff. I mean, I guess that's why... I was going to say, I guess that's why the zoo's so popular, but that's maybe an insane statement.
No, I think that's accurate.
Like, to be honest, right, here's a crazy statement about the zoo. You could probably get enough entertainment out of just one enclosure. If you went to the zoo and there was just, say, the meerkats, you could watch that for a full day and it would be entertaining.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You just got to get out of your own head.
Reason you leave any enclosure is to go see another animal.
Exactly.
But sometimes they're good. Cass, remember when we went to the aquarium and I fell in love with the rock lobster?
Yeah.
And you kept trying to pull me away from the rock lobster.
That doesn't seem like me.
But he was my favorite. it was getting close to the New Year's Eve countdown.
Oh,
together.
No, that seems like
I want to celebrate with the rock lobster.
We were on the water. There were fireworks. No, I stand by it. The rock lobster's always going to be there, but he'll never see the fireworks.
True. Yeah, so...
I hate this. Don't... Okay. You can't... Because you've said...
We have said
the meerkats are going to be entertaining enough if you get out of your own head. So you're saying if you try hard enough and don't move, you'll eventually be entertained.
No, I think if you go with the intention of only just seeing the meerkats.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of going to the zoo is trying to fit in as many animals as you possibly can.
It's a scam, basically.
But if you went in and were like, today I'm just going to look at the meerkats. Like,
you'd have best time.
If you lived near the zoo in the same way that most people live near a park with ducks.
Yeah.
You'd be like, today I'm just going to go look at the meerkats. Tomorrow the gorillas.
And I reckon there's some parts of the zoo that you actually don't care about. But
I
you're
don't
like,
care
I'm...
about the Australiana section. I know
oh,
what a fucking
cares?
Kangaroo
yeah, me too.
Looks
you
like.
You live in the bush. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I don't really care for, like, spending all my time at the hippo enclosure being like, where's the fucker? I can't see the hippo anywhere. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I've wasted half an hour to be like, oh, there he is. Or if I'd gotten out of my own head and I'd been like, all I hear and want to see is the orangutans, I'd just chill with the orangutans. I wouldn't have this pressure to go see all the other animals at the zoo, and I'd have the best time.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You have to disregard some animals at the zoo to get like, exactly. the full experience of going to the zoo.
Truly enjoy yourself.
Like, I think, personally, I can skip the butterfly enclosure every time.
Fair.
See, I would hate that sit room. In the... Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense yeah. for you. You'd yeah. also yeah. you also hate the birdcage. Remember when yeah. we went to Heelsville?
It turns out I'm very scared of birds.
Yeah, anything fluttery.
Learned that then. Yeah. yeah. We learned that then. I thought yeah. I was fine until I wasn't.
Because there was the bird enclosure where we got to hold yeah. birds and Zoe sat away. And then there mm-hmm. was the big bird show where they flew over our heads and Zoe couldn't escape.
That was bad.
I have a photo of Jackson with like a giant black bird.
Yeah.
Like it's a big crouching. Parrot.
Yeah.
Was that the same day I was telling parrot. Every bird to go to hell?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Very funny.
That was good to do, dangerous to do in front of the guy who was like, here's the birds in the enclosure, young man. Okay. Yeah, I just gave myself a little compliment in this scenario. I just threw something nice my way. No, yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, hold on to the bird. And I had to really quietly get the bird really close to my face and be like, go to hell.
I'm just
sending bad vibes to that bird's in that bird's direction. Yeah. I think they're on the Sandspants Instagram, yeah.
I've just checked. So if you go to the Sandspants Instagram page and click on the highlight where to go, you will find Jackson answering that question.
I told every single bird that day at the Hillsborough Sanctuary came away with bad vibes, and that's what I live to do to the animal kingdom. What animals at the zoo? And let's make a distinction. It can't be because you fear these animals.
Okay.
You just have to rank them lower or low enough that you reckon you could disregard them if you went to the zoo.
I'm going to have to look up animals at the zoo.
Yeah, me too.
The Australiana section, fuck right
yeah.
off.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know what that looks like.
No, I love staring at a koala for a little bit.
All right.
Okay, that's fair.
That's your
long.
Business.
Not very long. Not very yeah. long. They don't do anything.
Yeah, so I think you can fuck that one right off. The bug section, fuck off.
Boring. Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? The reptile enclosure is a hit and miss.
Yeah, I was going to say about the reptile enclosure, I reckon I get more misses than hits there, so I reckon yeah. I'm disregarding that. I reckon I only go there, and it'll always be at the end of the trip, and I'll be like, oh yeah, and then I'll look in and I'll be like, that is a lizard, I guess.
And there's Sick. No good lizards at the Australian, like at yeah. the Melbourne Zoo, so like, fuck that shit right off. If we had a chameleon, I would be there every minute of every day.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. What do we think about giraffes? Do you care?
I don't mind a giraffe.
Okay, that's fair. I don't mind.
So I like... Big. In the Melbourne one, they're with the zebras, so I feel like I got to get a giraffe to get a zebra.
That's, yeah, that checks out.
I was going to say, it seems like there's going to be an Africa's yeah. section to the yeah. zoo. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm here for that, because I feel like so many of the animals from the Africas aren't fast.
That's true. They are slow.
You get to get a really good look at them. There's no lion chasing them. They're like, oh, I can meander and simply eat yeah. this tree.
Yeah.
But on that note... What? Oh, I can't say that. We got to wrap up. No.
And on that note.
Oh, no.
Podcast done.
So the lions, what do you reckon? Because I reckon I can skip the lions. I don't care.
I think they're majestic. I think I could very happily spend an afternoon. If there was a zoo, a kind of Tiger King situation where it was just big cats, I'm in heaven, personally.
Yeah, yeah.
I want them to give the big cats little cat items. Because yeah.
oh, okay.
give them a scratching post.
Give them a scratching post. Give them a big box because they get in yeah. and give them like some sort of, I don't know, one of those arm knitted blankets, like a big wool of arm yarn
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Something yeah. very thick. Because the best part about looking at the lions or any big cat is being like, oh, it's just a big cat.
Oh, it's absolutely.
The big version of the little things we love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. like, so lions are great. I'm not here to knock lions, but I like a tiger more. So,
yeah, tiger, because that thing's like pacing and uncomfortable.
Yeah, the tiger always looks like it will. Like if I fall into the lion enclosure, yeah, exactly. Do you reckon you'd have a better chance? Because I was just gonna say, I reckon if I fell into the lion enclosure, I'd have a better chance of surviving. But
yeah,
I don't know if that's true. Because didn't a guy literally do that and he was torn to shreds? So yeah, I think that might have happened. I think a guy might have jumped. Yeah.
They just have such, like, if I fall in, but I fall in, so I am prone.
Yeah.
I'm gone. If the lion's hungry, sure. I'm gone. If I spawn at a point.
Yeah.
And I'm on my toes and I'm ready to go, maybe I climb better than them.
Oh, maybe okay.
I do not think I climb better than a big cat.
But their paws are so big, I don't know if they'd fit in the barbed wire. Not barbed wire, the chicken wire.
The,
what's it called? You know, the fence? Yeah.
Yeah, the fence.
I think it's chicken wire.
That's right. Only the thing that's keeping us from the animals. Well, I think most like big cats.
Yeah.
Anything bigger than me, I want to say the zebras.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would not survive.
You're not going to survive a giraffe.
I think a giraffe would step on me.
Why do you think you'd survive if a horse tried to attack you? Do you think you'd survive?
I just think I know how to outsmart a horse.
See, I don't.
Do you walk us through it? Walk us through outsmarting
carrots.
A horse, please. Okay.
Carrots, or I do one of those things where I put my hand out and I go, whoa, Nessie, whoa. I think I can outsmart a horse, is all I'm saying.
I think if a horse wants you dead, you're done. Okay.
Oh, yeah. If a horse wants you dead, a horse's eye is just like, every time I look at a horse, their eyes are so big. It's just, if their eyes were an apple, like, you couldn't eat their eyes in one bite.
No, absolutely. I need to look at a horse's head.
Is that how you gauge whether or not something's dangerous? Well, can I eat the eye in one bite?
No. Ostrich, most dangerous animal there is.
I reckon a horse could, like, bite your head.
Yeah. Have you ever seen when horses attack other horses? I was watching an Attenborough doco the other day, and there's, like, a bit where horses are fighting for dominance. So much biting. It's horrible.
Oh. I'm going to look that up.
Looking at a horse, right? So occasionally I think about if I was attacked by, like, say, a leopard, all right?
Yeah.
And I'm idly thinking about that. Part of me, because I remember reading about a guy who did it once, I'm like, well, he goes to bite me, the leopard. I shove my hand down its throat, grab whatever I can, and pull. Because I remember reading about a guy who did that, and he got away with, I don't think he gave away well, but he didn't die. And so I think about that sometimes, and I think about, oh, like, you know, if you're fighting, like, a predator animal, hit it in the eyes, smack it in the ears. But if you look at a horse, it's, like, designed to not be able to do any of those things.
Break its leg.
Yeah, it's got chicken legs.
How are you breaking a horse's? What are you, super goddamn?
If you kick it in the backwards. Yeah.
A horse
We know how to fight a horse. Jackson.
I would love to watch you two fight a horse. I would win either way. Yeah. Watch it. Well, I mean, I guess I don't win if the horse kills you. Then I'm in trouble and my friends are dead.
No, you're correct. You win. I do the get moral some. Victory.
Yeah, some small sense of satisfaction out of being like, told you.
Told you. But also, fight a fucking horse.
If you two kill a horse in front of me, I'll take that to my grave. Like, not in that I'll take it as a secret, just I'll remember that when I'm old and dying.
Yeah, you'll tell everyone it was really cool.
Yeah. Let me tell you about the best thing I ever saw, kid. That's me to my grandson.
Yeah.
I used to know these two women. Damn, they could kill a horse.
Wow, granddaddy. Two women?
Yeah, you best believe it, son. You best believe it.
Ah, I forgot about women.
What happened?
You live in one of those futures where the women don't exist like that. What was that movie? The one with Tom Holland and Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh, yeah. But we all can imagine. Our brains, we can imagine.
What was that movie called? Something...
Fuck,
it was such a nothing movie except for the fact that there was a plot in it that there was no women. Google Mads Mikkelsen and work our way backwards.
I googled Mads.
Chaos Walking.
Chaos Walking, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Surprisingly, that's no women movie didn't do
that. Did you have a question mark in the end there as well? No women movie?
No, but it gets me out.
Yeah.
It's saying that there's a Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
This is saying, throughout the 2 minutes and 28 seconds of Casey Affleck's new film trailer, Light of My Life, viewers are pretty much glued to their screens. But it's about a film with no women. Is this the same movie that got renamed, or is this...
No, these are different movies, and Casey Affleck probably loves a movie with no women in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what the hell? Because there's also the Stephen King story... Eve something, which is about...
Where did the women go?
Well, in that, the women all get in cocoons and go to another realm that's only women. And they
fall... That sounds good.
Yeah, I think in the other realm, they chat with Eve and something. I don't know.
Some fucking, I don't care.
But if you get... This is all I remember. If you get a woman out of her cocoon, she will be upset because they love it in their cocoon.
It's like
the
opposite
of the
Matrix.
Yeah. I want to get back to my comfortable cocoon.
Please.
Are you still reading about Casey Affleck's Light of My Life, Cass? Because it seems like you are.
I found a Quora of someone saying which movie has only women or only men in it. And the answer, like the top answer, which is like 6 years ago, is like, there are a great many movies with only men in it. Here's one, 12 Angry Men. Movies with only women? That's much tougher. I can think of several films where the main cast is all female, but one with all women and no men at all? I can't think of any. And no, so this one's saying, oh, The Descent, I've seen that. No, that has men in it.
That has men, yeah. Yeah,
the evil and people things being, are men.
People being like, there are plenty of examples of all-male casts. And then there's like, God, 20?
Yeah.
Okay, all female. All female is harder to come by. Do you mean where the only people who ever appear on screen are female or just main cast? And they're like, Picnic and Catting a Rock, but there's a man in that.
Mm. I was going to be like, why the last man? All the men die except the protagonist. Why the last man?
That's kind of the whole point of that show.
Yeah, so.
I love that show because I feel like that show should not have been made now.
Yes.
Because I think it's very funny. I ended up on the Instagram for that TV show because I was very confused by it.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm going to admit. And the Instagram, I guess because it's the most woke of the apps, keeps stressing that they're like, why? The last cis man, the last cisgender man. But then on like no other marketing is that mentioned.
That's weird.
Hmm.
Hey, you want to know the craziest thing about why the last man? You ready for me to blow your mind about why the last man?
Are there other men?
No. So you might not know, but the protagonist of Why the Last Man, he has a monkey named Ampersand, okay?
Oh.
Now, that monkey's pretty famous. Do you recall a little sitcom, much beloved from the 90s, called Friends? In which Ross Geller owns a monkey?
Oh. Yes. Is it the same monkey?
The same monkey, same actor.
That
I forget her name.
Lily? Oh, no. Yeah, she's like a staple in the monkey world.
Yeah, if you need a monkey actor, you pick Lily. It's crazy.
Oh,
she's great. Yeah. She's in The Hangover too.
Yeah, she's such a famous little monkey.
Yeah, there's really photos of her on the red carpet.
Yeah.
To The Hangover too. She's in a pretty little dress. Which I think is how we should treat all like animal actors.
Okay. I think no dress. I think
she looks beautiful.
Yeah.
No, she looks beautiful. She was glammed up for the red carpet.
She was an angel.
She was an angel. Absolute... I think if you're going to have a monkey, like a Mr. Ed situation, that horse is wearing a top hat to the premiere.
Yes.
Give it a full suit. We treat these horses like celebrities.
Yeah, we truly should.
Hey, I'm trying to find celebrities, photos of this
just
on a red
animals
carpet.
We love.
I'm trying to find the name of the monkey who plays...
She's got a gown on. That's very funny.
I told you.
That is hilarious.
What the hell's the name of them? No, I know. Katie, I think. Yes. Katie is the name of the monkey, not Lily. Yeah.
Adorable.
What? What have you learned, Cass?
It looks like a person. It's adoring to... Is this monkey happy?
Oh, probably not, dude.
But celebrities.
Mm. Yeah. So he's right. What celebrity is happy? So is it sad because it's a monkey? Boy. Hey, can I tell you a cool story I read recently?
Yeah.
So you can't make grape ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Apparently something in the grape is like a kind of primitive antifreeze. So you can't, it actually won't freeze and make grapes. Make a grape ice cream or turn into an ice cream. And one day, either Ben or Jerry, whichever one can taste, was angry at Jerry or Ben, whichever one can't taste, and was like, hey, I'm pissed off at you, so I'm setting you the challenge. Maybe it was something like he'd annoyed one of their sisters, I don't know. But he's like, hey, I am going to give you the challenge to make grape ice cream. And so he was like, fine, I'll make grape ice cream, but it just wouldn't work because you can't do that with grapes. But he can't taste. And that's why old Ben and Jerry's ice cream has like physical stuff in it. It's lumpy so that he can get mouthfeel or whatever. So he's like, well, which is really cool. I think that's great. But he's like, I'll use the grape skin because then I'll be able to like taste it. I'll be able to feel it. It'll give me some sensation. Grape skin actually does the opposite, and it makes incredibly fluffy, delicious ice cream. And he made grape ice cream, and he was like, I did it. Holy shit. And he gave it to the guy's sister. She tried it. She was like, this is delicious. She gave it to the dog. Turns out, it's also an incredibly potent dog poison. And so the dog died instantly, and he was like, I can never make grape ice cream, because if I make grape ice cream, it will also be an incredibly potent dog poison. And so there is a ban on making grape ice cream in the United States for that very reason. And I think that's awesome. I love that story.
I've heard that dogs are allergic to grapes in a kill them way. But I found that out after I thought it was very fun to play a game called Grapes with a dog.
What kind of game was it?
You throw a grape and the dog eats it out of the air.
Well,
how many dogs did you kill, Cass?
Yeah.
Well, my first dog also loved grapes before I knew this fact too. He was like a thing we knew was like his favorite food was grapes.
And maybe then our grapes are different.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, obviously, because the anecdotal evidence is that you guys aren't killing dogs.
But is it green grapes or red grapes?
I don't know. Well, we get follow
aren't green
kinds.
Grapes just unripe red grapes?
I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. But also, my family give their dog whiskey coffee, and that's meant to give a dog a heart attack. So who knows what's
and
true.
And that dog fucking loves caffeine.
He loves coffee so much. He's a fucking fiend for it. So honestly, who knows what kills dogs? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
And I've been Cass.
Kill your dogs!
Please go dog sliding as well while we're talking about dogs and film it. I would love to see that on the Sanspants Radio Stuff and Nonsense Facebook page or on Twitter at Sanspants Radio. Please send us photos of you sliding
hashtag
hot dogs
dog
down
slide.
Holes. Yeah, hashtag dog slide. I'm desperate to see someone do it. Nothing would make me happier. Bye-bye.
Bye.